Hey, brave one, welcome to another episode of the Women Aware and Prepared podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Pratt, a trained domestic violence victim advocate who teaches women and vulnerable populations how to be street smart. You'll hear some true crime stories, but most importantly, how we might prevent crimes happening to us. Return each week to learn safety tips and emotional self-defense so we live empowered with peace. Let's be less naive and leave helplessness and worry behind so we can be safer, savvy, aware, and prepared. Hey, welcome back. So today we continue on in our mini series on self-defense tools. We've talked about pepper spray, stun guns, and personal alarms. And now today we're talking about flashlights and tactical pens. So I thought it was super interesting that when I taught my online self-defense course and then did an in-person day, the tools that they chose to learn and practice with were pepper spray and flashlights. Interesting, right? So let's dig into why. Why are flashlights popular? Well, first of all, they're familiar to us. And second of all, we know how to use them. So a tactical flashlight is strong enough to be used as a weapon. So these are made from aerospace aluminum, and they have a bezel on them, like a scalloped, sharp edge. So I also recommend that any flashlight you use is at least 1,000 lumen. That's the measure of brightness, because we want to use that to blind somebody, right? We're disrupting an attacker's vision. And then you can use the beveled edge to strike them with if you have to attack. So these flashlights will not break. I will drop in the show notes all the materials that I'm talking about in today's episode, but I happen to like the Surefire tactical flashlights, and I had one myself. Unfortunately, I lost it, so I need to buy another one. And yeah, they're not cheap, but you get what you pay for. So if you buy one of these and don't lose it, then you should have it for the rest of your life. You know, you're going to be replacing batteries, but you're just going to get one. So you'll see on the Surefire website, there's a bunch of different styles. And there's one named the Defender, and it's good for carrying with you around town or whatever. But if you have to be somewhere where they're checking your bag, they're not going to let you in with that. I mean, it's kind of obvious. It says Defender. It has the sharp, like, scalloped edge. So they do have some other tactical flashlights that aren't as obvious. For myself, I will probably choose one of the other ones. So I do recommend, if you choose to carry a tactical flashlight as a self-defense tool, that you do practice with it. So you're going to want to practice, again, deploying it really fast from the place that you always keep it. So, like, for example, always keep it clipped to the right side of your jeans pocket or wherever you choose to carry it. It's always on your purse in the front pocket, carried on your left shoulder, for example. And so you're going to pull it out really quick. And as you're pulling it out, you're turning it on, and then you're using it to strike if that's what you choose. And you would be going for the eye socket, which is obviously very vulnerable. So you would be turning the light on as you go to strike at the eye socket. Now, I know, ladies, you're listening to this and you're cringing, right? I know I did too at first. But if you really think about it, and you're in the fight for your life, and it's your life or it's their life, who's going to be left standing, right? I have a family that I want to come home to, and I know you do too. So if you want to be able to protect yourself like this, you have to start thinking about that. And again, you're choosing the tool that you feel most comfortable with. Maybe you don't even feel comfortable using a flashlight, that's okay. Maybe you just want to use pepper spray, that's fine. But whatever you choose, you have to know when it is and carry it in the same place and practice. I'm sure if you've heard all of my episodes of the mini series, you're tired of me saying the same thing, but it's so important and worth repeating. So we are carrying it in the same place. We're practicing, right? And we know what we're doing and we're creating muscle memory for our brain. So with tactical flashlights, you cannot carry them anymore on the airplane. So TSA figured us out. So they will confiscate that nice expensive flashlight that you just bought. So don't bring it on the plane with you. They do also have tactical pencils, which I actually found on Amazon, and I'll drop the link in. So the tactical pencils aren't, last I heard, as obvious. They also cost less. So if you happen to be carrying one, if you choose to do that in your carry-on on the plane, it might be confiscated, but that's only $30 versus $130. And the tactical pencil is just what it looks like, right? A pencil with a sharp edge. Again, none of us hopes to use any of these things, but if it's my life or their life, I want to live. Okay, and for the tactical pen, it's the same idea as a tactical flashlight. So tactical means that you're going to be able to use it if you need to defend yourself. You can use it as a weapon. So these tactical pens are also made of that ultra durable aircraft aluminum. They're very, very sturdy. And Surefire has a great one. Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful pen. I would love that pen. But to be honest, right now, I'm not going to go spend over $100 on a pen, though someday I will, because same thing with that. Like once you buy one, you probably will have it the rest of your life. But I did find one that's only $30 on manpack.com. I'll drop the link into the resources of the show notes, of course. But that is their tactical pen. And it's very simple. It's there and easy for you to use and carry with you. Some of them write and some of them do not. You just have to go check them out. So with the tactical pen, I am not sure if TSA will let you carry those through either. So last I heard, no on the tactical flashlight, no on the tactical pen. But last I heard was that the tactical pencil was getting through. So these are something that you could have on hand with you in case you ever got into an actual fight with somebody where you would need something to help defend yourself. These might be an option for you. I am just talking in general. Of course, for each specific situation, you're going to want to use your common sense and you're going to want to use whatever tool you've practiced with most to have success. All right, so that wraps it up for today. The lessons learned were, number one, you can use an everyday item as a weapon. You can use a flashlight, you can use a pen, you can use a pencil if they are made with that very durable aluminum. Of course, you can use a regular pen or pencil if you need to, but these tactical pens and pencils and flashlights are very, very durable. And again, it's going to last, should last your lifetime. Lesson two, if you are purchasing one of these items, you get what you pay for. Remember, with the flashlights, you want 1,000 lumens or more. So it's bright enough to blind somebody if needed. Lesson three, if you're going to use a striking tool like one of these, you have to be very quick. So think, you know how a snake bites, it's very quick, right? So we're not just doing a normal like strike. It's as fast as you possibly can. And again, you practiced. All right, I'll leave all of the resource links that I mentioned in the show notes. And of course, you're welcome to join my weekly Tuesday tip emails in which I give this information and much, much more. Lastly, I have put together some workshops for my listeners, and I'm going to have those on my website, womenawareandprepared.com/events. So you're welcome to go there. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can easily click on there and see the workshops coming up. Some will be in person, some will be online. Thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like to leave a review and let me know how you're liking this podcast or what else you'd like to hear, I will read them. You can find me on Instagram at Women Aware and Prepared or my website, womenawareandprepared.com. See you next week. Remember, you are worthy of a safe and peaceful life.